oxybenzone has been used in some sunscreens since the 1970s to make them longer lasting and consumer friendly. But lawmakers, citing scientific studies that link the chemical to coral reef damage, has put Hawaii on a path to becoming the first oxybenzone-free state in the nation.
When you think about it, our island paradise, surrounded by coral reefs, this is the perfect place to set the gold standard for the world to follow.
Hawaii State Senator Mike Gabbard introduced Senate Bill 2571, also known as the Sunscreen Pollution Ban Bill. The bill prohibits the sale and distribution of sunscreens containing two chemicals, oxybenzone and octinoxate.
I really believe this is going to make a huge difference in protecting our coral reefs, our marine life, and human health.
But Dr. Chris Flanders, executive director of the Hawaii Medical Association, is concerned about the public health impact of such a ban in one of the world's sunniest locations.
You know, we've got several decades of public policy and public health concerns about skin cancers and sun exposures.
He's concerned consumers won't like the alternatives, but he's hoping the 2.5 years before the proposed law is set to take effect will allow manufacturers time to respond.
That's our big concern, is that we don't get people skipping on sunscreen.
The bill makes exemptions for sunscreens categorized as cosmetic, intended for use on the face, as well as sunscreens prescribed by a licensed healthcare provider. But the bill doesn't ban the use of sunscreens with oxybenzone and octinoxate, something the tourism industry is working to address.
I know Hawaiian Airlines, they've already got a movie they're showing, and they're also even handing out a little sample of oxybenzone, octinoxate-free sunscreen. Hawaii Tourism Authority, they're on board as far as getting the hotels to start educating our tourists.
Efforts to pass a similar ban last year stalled in part because of criticism that there wasn't enough scientific evidence. Lisa Bishop supports the bill and says this year was different.
The scientific community from all over the world has been sending in their peer-reviewed studies in order to help show that the scientific evidence is irrefutable.
Bishop is president of the Friends of Hanauma Bay. Last November, her organization partnered with Dr. Craig Downs of the Hieroticus Environmental Laboratory to test water samples from the bay for oxybenzone.
Corals start dying at 62 parts per trillion, and we had almost 28,000. That is the highest measured level of oxybenzone anywhere in the state of Hawaii is at Hanauma Bay.
She says that makes sense since the bay gets about 1 million visitors a year.
But now that we know we have that, this bill is going to help mitigate that.
How exactly the state plans to enforce the proposed ban is unclear.
Well, that still needs to be worked out, yeah, the enforcement part. But I think the fact that we've extended the date to January 1st, 2021, that's going to give everybody plenty of time to get on board.
The bill passed unanimously out of the Senate and garnered just 4 no votes in the House. Now the bill awaits Governor David Ige's signature. Kuvehi Hirishi, HPR News.